Got a little daytime baseball on our hands here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Kannapolis Cannonballers looking to rebound from a 14-2 loss last night to their opponents in the Carolina Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark in their final Education Day matchup of the 2023 season. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast live on Valley Sports Live, MILB.TV, free audio stream, kcballers.com, and of course, the MILB First Pitch app. Your host, as always, the voice of your Kannapolis Cannonballers, I'm Dan Helody. Shane Murphy gets the start today. The lefty, 6'5", 210-pound lefty from Chandler, Arizona, gets the start. 1-1 with a 1.44 ERA. First pitch delivered at 11:03, and it's grounded promptly towards short. Sprinkle makes the play across the first in time for the out. 11:03, your first pitch time, and just like that, one pitch and one out. Luis Lara out on a ground out to Sprinkle. One down head. Daniel Guilarte will now step in. Murphy and the Ballers today looking to rebound after a 14-2 loss last night. The Mudcats rattling off 20 hits in what was an offensive output of ages for Carolina. First pitch delivered to Guilarte from Murphy in there for a strike. 0-1 your count on Guilarte, the shortstop. Again, as mentioned, Education Day. A whole bunch of school kids here hanging out enjoying the beautiful day for baseball we've got. 0-1. Guilarte lines this one past the shortstop. Sprinkle in the left for a base hit. Sprinkle had an outstretched glove, but he couldn't get there. It just went past him. It'll get into left and be a single for Daniel Guilarte. The Mudcats have their first hit of the day. Jace Avina will now step in, one on and one down. Mudcats under the leadership of Victor Estevez, taking over first place in the Carolina League North Division with a win yesterday. They're tied on top with Down East. Kannapolis dropping to 18-14. They're one game back at the Columbia Fireflies. Avina lifts the first pitch he sees. A pop-up and foul ground after it is clutched. The catcher, he'll call everyone off and make the grab for the out. Just like that, already working quickly in this first inning. A pop-out to the catcher for Avina. Two down, runner on first, and Luke Adams due up. Luke Adams in the cleanup spot today, batting fourth as the third baseman. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, bats fifth. Batting sixth, Yadier Arenado, second baseman. Hedbert Perez, left fielder, bats seventh. Batting eighth is Jesus Parra, the DH. And batting ninth is Jose Cibrian, the catcher. First pitch from the lefty Murphy to Luke Adams is a bit inside, 1-0 your count. The end lefty Shane Murphy, a 14th round pick in 2022 out of Chandler Gilbert Community College. On the bump for the Ballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. 1-0 is in there for a called strike. 1-1, your even count now on Luke Adams. Guilarte at first with a good lead. Murphy sets, glove at the belly. 1-1 count. Takes a peek at first. He'll deliver the pitch. Just a bit outside on a fastball. 2-1 your count on Adams. Defensive setup today for the Ballers in the all-white fits, white tops, white pants, all-blue caps with Boomer, our beloved mustachioed mascot on the front. Left to right in the outfield, Laureano, Burke, and Weaver as Murphy's 2-1 is up and away to Adams, 3-1 your count. Infield left to right, Brooks, Baldwin, Jordan Sprinkle, Wilbur Sanchez, and Bryce Willits. Troy Clunch behind the plate for Shane Murphy, the lefty. In the final Education Day of 2023, 3-1 is fouled off by Adams. Actually, they're going to say it was a hit by pitch as Adams thought he got hit by the pitch, but he swung at it still. So nonetheless, count moves full. Even if it did hit him, he swung at it, which would constitute a strike. Bit of an odd slip of the mind from Luke Adams. Nonetheless, count runs full. Two down in the inning. Murphy sets on the bump, a 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. Just a bit upstairs and away ball for Luke Adams. Will take a free pass. So now 2-1 for the Mudcats and 2 down. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, will step in for the first time in this series. Murphy, his sixth appearance, his sixth start of 2023, his third and final Education Day matchup. He's pitched in all three here at home, and he's performed well in all of them. He's yet to allow a run in the month of May. 10 innings in the month of May, 10 strikeouts, just 2 walks. As he adds it now to 3 with that one of Luke Adams. As Chirino swings out of his shoes on the first pitch and misses, 0-1 your count. Murphy did pitch once in Carolina back in late April. 5 innings, 4 hits, 5 strikeouts. He allowed a run but walked none. 0-1 on the way from the lefty. Another swing and a miss from Chirino, 0-2. Chirinos just added to the roster not too long ago on Monday. Well, Chirinos and Cibrian getting demoted from the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in high A ball in the Midwest League. Down to Carolina with the Mudcats. 0-2, runners going. Pitch in is inside of the plate. Throwing to third. Did they get him? No! A close play at third. The lead runner, Guilarte, is safe at third. Stolen base for both Guilarte and Adams. Good hustle at third for Guilarte. Just got in under the tag of Brooks Baldwin. 1-2 count. Chirinos at the plate. Murphy tried to sneak a fastball in the inside corner. Claws with a good arm down to third. Nobody home, though. Baldwin unable to get the tag down. 1-2 count, two down, top of the first. Murphy's pitch. Chopped towards short. Sprinkle up the middle. Diving after it. He can't make the play, and that'll score a run or two. Scoring is Guilarte. Adams will cross the plate as well. It's a two RBI single off the bat of Jesus Chirinos, and the Mudcats jump out again, this time to a 2-0 lead here in this first inning. Well, hopefully we're not going to see a carbon copy of last night's game as the Mudcats rattled off 5 runs on 5 hits in that first inning last night against starter Tyler Schweitzer. Shane Murphy allows his first 2 runs of the month of May. He allowed 1 against Carolina in his first outing. Arenamo hacks and misses the first pitch, 0-1 your count. Murphy has been the Ballers' best starting pitcher over the last few weeks. Very high strikeout numbers. He struck out 9 in 6 innings of work against Charleston. 0-1 is hacked and fouled off by Arenamo. Count moves quickly to 0-2. Murphy's ERA still at a 2.10, despite the 2 runs early here in this first inning. On the season, he has pitched 25 innings. The smallest outing he's had all year was his first one in Delmarva. He went 4. Pitch up and away to Arenamo. 1-2 your count. Top of the first, Carolina on top 2-0 in this Education Day matchup. Pleasure to have you join us here on Valley Sports Live and MILB TV. 1-2. Lifted high and foul by Arenamo. Keep the count at 1-2. We'll do it again. An Education Day here at the ballpark. And turn the crowd mic down a little bit. A whole bunch of rowdy, screaming school children behind and below me. However, good atmosphere here and a good crowd on hand to enjoy a beautiful day for baseball. 1-2. This one is fouled off by Arenamo off the mask of Claunch. Keep it at 1-2, and we'll do it again. As mentioned, Ballers in the all-white today. White tops, white pants, blue caps with Boomer on the front. Mudcats going with the red tops today. Their alternate red tops, gray pants, red caps with a black brim, and the Carolina Mudcat logo. 1-2 into right field. After it is Cabrera Weaver to his right, and he makes the grab for the out. It'll be a flyout into right field for Yadier Arenado, and that completes the inning in the top of the first. Carolina strikes first, though. They pick up 2 runs on 2 hits. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live from Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi. Bottom of the first inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jordan Sprinkle, Brooks Baldwin, Tim Elko due up for the Ballers in this bottom of the first. They already trail a 2-0 to the Carolina Mudcats in this second game of seven on the week against Carolina here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The righty Will Rudy on the bump. First pitch delivered is in there for a called strike to Sprinkle and win 1 year count. Carolina sends out Will Rudy the righty, 6'1", 170-pound, 22-year-old from Newport Beach, California. As Sprinkle chops the 0-1 foul down the third baseline to keep it at 0-2 now. On the shortstop, the Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. Will Rudy, a fifth-round selection in 2022 by the Milwaukee Brewers out of Cal Poly Pomona. 1-0 on the season with a 1.93 ERA. This is just start number three on the year for Will Rudy. 0-2 is up and inside on Sprinkle. Count moves quickly to now at 1-2. Sprinkle, Baldwin, and Elko, the big three. Two up for Pat Leland and the Ballers in this one. 1-2, hacked and missed for strike three. Will Rudy has his first punch out of the day. Jordan Sprinkle down on strikes. One out and nobody on for Brooks Baldwin. Rudy made a start last week against Fredericksburg. He looked solid. Five innings, three hits, a run. No walks and two punch outs in his season debut. Pitched a sharp outing in Delmarva, 4 1/3, three hits, a walk, and seven punch-outs. First pitch to Baldwin is away on a fastball. 1-0 your count on the switch hitter, Baldwin. Got a beautiful day for baseball here in Kannapolis. It's just the perfect temperature, not too hot, not too cold. Don't even need a light jacket. Pitch fouled off, 1-1 your count on Baldwin. Elko in the DH role today, batting third, he is on deck. Batting fourth is the center fielder, Jacob Burke. 1-1 from Rudy. This one is chopped foul by Baldwin down the right field line. 1-2 now on the third baseman for Kannapolis. Batting fifth is Bryce Willits, the first baseman. Sixth is Troy Clonch, the catcher. 7-8-9, Yoannabelle Laureano in left field. Cabrera Weaver in right, and Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman. All for Pat Leland and your Kannapolis Cannonballers. In second place in the Carolina League South Division. 1-2. Ring him up. Got him looking on the lower part of the zone for a call. Strike three. Will Rudy has already tied his strikeout number from his last start. Two strikeouts on the day in his first two batters faced. Tim Elko will now step in. Nobody on. Two down in this first inning. Baldwin not a huge fan of the call. Nonetheless, he will take a seat and Elko will step in. Carolina League leader in home runs with nine on the season. First pitch delivered in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count on a breaking ball. Will Rudy just assigned to Carolina a couple of weeks ago on May 2nd. He was with the Complex League team as the 0-1 is outside. 1-1 now. A good eye from Elko. Signed on August 10th after being a fifth-round selection in last July's draft. 1-1, weakly tapped back into the infield. Rudy will pick it up and take it first himself. It's a 1-2 put out. How often do you see that? Not often. It's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump nonetheless for Will Rudy and the Carolina Mudcats. One inning complete, top of the second inning headed your way after a short break. On the Ballers, Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live, 2-0 Carolina from Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom third of the order due up to the top of the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Shane Murphy back on the bump for the Ballers in a 2-0 game. The Mudcats on top. Will Rudy, the righty for Carolina, knocking off three batters in a row in his first inning of work. Murphy back out for his second inning of action. First pitch delivered to the left fielder. Hedbert Perez is outside and low. 1-0 your count. Hedbert Perez, Jesus Parra, Jose Cibrian due up in this top of the second inning in Kannapolis. Perez launches this one high and deep into right field, but it'll look well foul. Lands in the construction zone out down the right field line. 1-1 your count. Got good power on it, but well foul from Perez. 1-1. Weekly tap back towards the mound. Murphy will pick it up. Has to hurry the throw, but he gets it to first in time for the first out of the frame. A 1-3 put out for Hedbert Perez. A good stretch at first from Willits, and good hustle work by Murphy despite the rush of the swinging bunt to stay composed. As now one down, nobody on. Jesus Parra due up for Carolina. Parra, the DH, had himself a day at the plate last night in an RBI triple in the first inning. An inning that saw Carolina send 9 to the plate. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. Straight back from Murphy. 0-1 your count. Parra the DH. And the order for the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Team that has 7 of the Brewers' top 30 on their roster. 0-1 is in there for a called strike. 0-2 now to Jesus Parra. Murphy still searching for his first strikeout of his afternoon. Of his morning still, I should say. Good night. It is 11:20 still here on the East Coast. 0-2. Chop towards third. It'll land foul. 0-2 remains your count. Again, 11:03 first pitch delivered by Shane Murphy. Education Day across the nation, it appears. It looks like a whole bunch of other minor league baseball games getting the 11 a.m. start. Here in minor league baseball, 0-2, chop foul. Keep it at 0-2, we'll do it again on Jesus Parra. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, we only have two other games going on in this early day game action. Bottom of the first and down east, where Fayetteville is already up 1-0 on the Wood Ducks. 0-2 lifted high and foul, Parra staying alive. Keep it at 0-2, and we'll do it again. Battle of the Birds out in Kinston, the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks. Fayetteville has the lead 1-0 in the bottom of the first. And there's another Education Day matchup set for 12:05. Fredericksburg will host Columbia. And if you're in the Kannapolis Cannonballers right now, you are Fredericksburg Nationals fans. As you want to see Fredericksburg topple Columbia, pitches up and away, 1-2 your count. You look at the standings right now. Kannapolis one game back of the Columbia Fireflies in the Carolina League South Division. As we're slowly approaching the end of the first half. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Shane Murphy picks up his first of the day. Swing and a miss from Jesus Parra. And that's out number 2 of the second inning. Jose Cibrian due up. Again, never too early or late to take a peek at the standings and keep a close eye on it. Just one game back are the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Still a lot of baseball left. But also, you got to be cognizant that you are running slowly out of time as each day progresses. Pitches upstairs to Cibrian. 1-0 is your count. That midway point of the season will sneak up on you. Ends on Thursday night in late June against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We actually had the Pelicans clinch the first half title here last year. 1-0 swing and a miss. Now 1-1 your count. Again, Myrtle Beach clinching their first half title here in Kannapolis last season. So Kannapolis watched as Myrtle Beach celebrated. Hopefully the Ballers on the better end of that this year. 1-1. This one's lifted high and foul down the right field line. 1-2 now on Jose Cibrian. Another new add to the roster. Cibrian spent the early part of this season with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. However, sent down by the Mudcats. Parent club, the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the nine hole today in his first appearance in the Carolina League on the season. 1-2 count. Murphy on the bump. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs now, 2-2. Cibrian spending last season with Carolina as well. Barquisimeto, Venezuela native, international free agent signee in 2015 by the Milwaukee Brewers. 2-2. This one's lined sharply foul down the left field line. Just landed about 2 feet to the left of the foul line. Keep the count at 2-2 on Cibrian. Top of the order, and Luis Lara due up. Top of the second inning, 2-0 Mudcats. A lot of twos on the board right now. Two runs on two hits for the Mudcats. And top of the second, 2-2 count, and two down. Shane Murphy looking for strikeout number two here against Jose Cibrian. The lefty sets on the bump. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Shane Murphy sits him down in a row. A 1-2-3 inning for the lefty, and that'll send us into the bottom of the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-0 Carolina on top. We'll be right back after a short break on Valley Sports Live and the Ballers Baseball Network. Jacob Burke, Bryce Willits, Troy Clonch due up. Bottom of the second inning in Atrium Health Ballpark. Annapolis trailing Carolina 2-0 early in this one. They're looking to get back on the swing of things as far as the offense goes. It's been kind of a cold stretch so far here in this series for Annapolis. Jacob Burke, one of the main faces on the offensive side last night. We'll get the first pitch from Will Rudy. It's in there for a strike, a 1-1 count. Will Rudy, a second inning of action in this one, a one on the way. Burke takes a fastball inside corner for a called strike, 0-2. Burke in a multi-hit game last night, a double in the second inning. He also scored the only run early for Annapolis, 0-2. Back up the middle, Rudy fields in, and he'll underhand it to first in time for the out. A 1-3 put out of Jacob Burke for the first out. Bryce Willits will step in, nobody on and one down. Again, one of the hotter bats in the lineup for Pat Leland has been Bryce Willits. He has done exceptionally well in his last 10 games, batting .432 with 16 hits in 10 games. He's got 7 extra base hits, 9 RBI, and 5 walks. Willits has definitely popped off lately. First pitch fouled off, straight back, 0-1 count. Will Rudy's looked sharp today. Definitely had his fastball working. It seems to be the pitch that's been used the most. Working from the windup, here's the 0-1. Just a bit low, Willits will take. 1-1 your count, it's even on Willits, the first baseman. Former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho. 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball in there on the outside corner for a strike, 1-2. Willits from Mission Viejo, California. He calls Orange County, California home. 1-2. Low and outside, 2-2 now. On Bryce Willits, Troy Clonch waiting on deck, another Cali boy. Will Rudy from California himself, a Newport Beach guy, 1-2-2. Willits towers this one into right field, backtracking Jay Savina, getting to just the shore of the warning track, but he camps under it and makes the grab for the out. A fly out in the right field for Bryce Willits, two down, nobody on, and Troy Clonch will step in. Clonch, the Vacaville, California native, against Will Rudy, the Newport Beach Cali boy. Just a few Cali guys in the game today. Only one missing from the Ballers roster is Drake Logan, who's got the day off today. Rudy's first pitch to Clonch is a breaking ball spun in on the inside corner for a strike, and one your count. You look at the Carolina Mudcats roster. We saw a Cali guy last night in Tanner Shears. Other than that, it's been a California takeover. Clonch misses on the 0-1, now 0-2. And quickly now, Will Rudy, one strike away from retiring the first six batters he sees here in this Education Day matchup in Kannapolis. Joanna Bill Laureano awaiting on deck. Here's Rudy's pitch, low and outside, 1-2. Again, a Cal Poly Pomona native, former Ronnie Will Rudy. 2-2, 1-2 on the way, outside. 2-2 moves your count on Troy Clonch. 22 years of age is the Ronnie Rudy. Again, entering today, 9 1/3 innings pitched, 9 punch outs. 2-2. Outside, Clonch wisely takes, count will run full. Good at bat from Troy Clonch. Former Oregon State Beaver, former Texas A&M Aggie. Signed as a free agent last year by the White Sox. 3-2 from Rudy is inside for ball four. Just missing inside was the righty. And Clonch will take a free pass, so it's a two-out base runner. The Ballers have their first base runner of the day. And Joanna Bill Laureano is going to step in. Laureano, the San Pedro de Macorís Dominican Republic native, steps in. Clonch at first with an okay lead. Pitch delivered. Laureano chops this one up the middle high, and it's going to be a tough play for the second baseman. Arenamo throw to first. He's safe. Laureano legs it out. It'll be an infield single for Joanna Bill Laureano. To second goes Clonch, but a high chopper off the bat of Laureano. A little bit too much to handle for Yadier Arenamo. So now two on and two down. Cabrera Weaver will step in. Camaro Weaver steps in, two on, two down. Time for the team leading doubles. He's got 7 on the season. Certainly having one of his better offensive seasons thus far. As Rudy will step off on the bump, they'll reset the pitch clock. Clonch at second, Laureano at first. Weaver at the plate against the righty Rudy. Taking a long look at second, here's the pitch. Spun in for a strike on the inside corner, 0-1 your count. Weaver batting 237 on the young season. A home run and 9 RBI. As mentioned, the 7 doubles. He's had himself his fair share of extra base hits. 0-1 count pitch from the righty. This one's lined towards short. Guilarte makes the play, though, for out number 3. A sharp liner to short for Cabrera Weaver, but Guilarte is there in perfect position, and it lands as the third out. It's a line out for Weaver, and that's the third out of this bottom of the second inning. Top 3 headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. It's a 101-mile-an-hour liner from Cabrera Weaver, but it completes the inning on a grab from Guilarte. Top 3 after this short break.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
To the third inning we go, top of the order due up for the Carolina Mudcats. It's Luis Lara, Daniel Guilarte, and Jay Savina against the lefty Shane Murphy. First pitch delivered, Lara hacks at it, it's lifted high and foul over everyone's head, 0-1 your count. On the center fielder, Luis Lara, 0-1 count, top of the third, 2-0 your score. Mudcats on top over the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this Education Day matchup. Murphy's pitch is lifted foul again by Lara, now 0-2. Luis Lara, an aggressive batter at the plate. He's swinging at just about everything. Murphy will have to pitch accordingly. Again, Guilarte on deck. In the hole is Jay Savina. Lefty Murphy's looked sharp today after a bit of a rocky first inning. He settled back in and looks good. Pitch is delivered. Lara lines this one into right. That'll drop behind Sanchez and be a base knock. Rounding first and stopping there will be Lara. A leadoff single for the center fielder for the Carolina Mudcats. That's another hit. Third hit of the day. That'll be one on and nobody out for Daniel Guilarte. Murphy now will deal with a base runner. He had a 1-2-3 inning in the second. He picked up two strikeouts to complete the frame in Parra and Cibrian. Pitch to Guilarte is inside on a fastball. 1-0 your count. Guilarte 1-for-1 and a single in the first inning. In top of the third, Mudcats on top 2-0. Lara at first, Murphy's 1-0 to Guilarte is on the inside corner for a called strike. 1-1 your count. Again, just the one other game going on. Top of the third in Down East, Fayetteville on top 1-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-1 count, Murphy with a look at first. Here's the pitch. Guilarte half-heartedly swings and he fouls it off. 1-2 on the Mudcats shortstop. Jace Avina, the Reno, Nevada native, awaiting on deck. Again, a really beautiful day for baseball. Plenty of sunshine, a couple clouds in the sky. 1-2, fouled off straight back. Keep the count at 1-2 on Guilarte. Ballers again, just one game back at the Columbia Fireflies in the South Division. Looking for a victory today. And a Columbia loss, which would send Kannapolis back on top. 1-2 count, Murphy's offering. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. The lefty Shane Murphy has his third of the day. Daniel Guilarte swings and misses for the strike three. First out is had. Jay Savina now steps in. Jay Savino will get his second turn of the day. Popped out in his first at-bat. Quick check on the runner at first, not in time. Before we'll see the first pitch to the righty bat of Avina. Lara is at first base. He's got a little bit of speed on him indeed. Murphy sets glove at the chest. Runner going in the first pitch. Pitches up and into Vina. Throw in a second, and they didn't get him. Sanchez can't hold on to the ball cleanly. It trickles past him. Sprinkle is there, though, to back him up. But it's a stolen base for Luis Lara. He is now in scoring position with one down in the frame. You look at the Mudcats and what they've done over this season so far on the base paths. An aggressive team. Lara picks up his fifth stolen base of the season. 1-0 from Murphy. This one is towered foul. That'll hook and land in the seating bowl. Heads up. 1-2 here count on Jay Savina. Luke Adams, third baseman awaiting on deck. Top of the third inning. And a 1-2 count on Avina. Excuse me, a 1-1 count. Murphy sets glove at the belly. Here's the 1-1. Inside and low to Avina, 2-1. Avina playing right field today. He was in left last night. Can play pretty much all three outfield positions for the Carolina Mudcats. Murphy sets 2-1. Up and in on Avina, taking a patient approach. Now a favorable hitter's count at 3-1. 3-1 count, one down. Top of the third inning. Here's Murphy's pitch. This one is lifted foul over everyone's head. Avina now has a full count to work with against Shane Murphy. Wind blowing a little bit in from center field. Full count, one down. Waiting on deck is Adams. 3-2. Fastball is inside for ball four. It'll be another walk issued. This time, Jace Avina takes a free pass. Second walk of the day for Shane Murphy. So it'll be two on and one down. Luke Adams due up. So Jace Avina is on base for the first time today. Certainly a little bit of speed out there with Lara and Avina. As Adams will step in, Murphy's pitch. Spun in for a strike, 0-1 your count. Luke Adams has definitely seen the batting average not be where he's wanted, batting 179, but he's come in clutch, 15 RBI, third on the team. He's put together 24 walks as well. Checking the runner at second, it gets by him and then loose in the center. It's going to get picked up by Burke, but every runner is going to move up a play. So we'll see what the call is from our scorer. Nonetheless, Lara goes to third. To second goes Avina. It'll be an E1 on Shane Murphy, allowing the runner to advance. So runners now in second and third with an 0-1 count on Luke Adams. Looks like Sanchez just couldn't handle the ball in the infield. Infield forced to play in now with runner on third and less than two outs. 0-1 from Murphy. This one is tapped foul by Luke Adams. 0-2 now. Murphy, the big 6'5 lefty, in some early trouble. Did well in the second to get through the inning. He's already on his fourth batter faced of the frame, and he's sitting at 50 pitches already in this one. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. This one is towered into left. Backtracking Laureano moves to his left. Camps under it. Wynn taking it for a ride. A collision in the outfield, and nobody makes the grab. Scoring will be Lara. Avina heads to third. And stopping there will be Avina at third. Adams goes to second. And a miscommunication in the outfield draws now another run for the Carolina Mudcats as Luke Adams will get the play. It's an error on the center fielder for obstruction, according to our scorer in Mojo Morrison. So that'll be an obstruction error for Jacob Burke. And is now another run for Carolina. 3-0 here in this third inning. Blake Hickman's going to come out of a chat with Shane Murphy. So again, Lara scores, Avina to third. Adams goes to second on the E8. So what should be still a play here. It'll be a sac fly with an RBI that does allow Lara to score. So it'll be a sac fly for Luke Adams. But then the error gets the obstruction on Jacob Burke. So it'll be a mound visit here for Blake Hickman and the Ballers. Trying to calm Shane Murphy down a little bit after he's run into some trouble in this third. Three runs on three hits. Murphy already, as mentioned, at 52 pitches. And he's got Jesus Chirino stepping in. Two on and one down. Pitch to the righty bat is low. 1-0 your count. Things just haven't gone the Ballers' way early in this series. Last night, Carolina rattling off a lot of offense. Murphy's 1-0. This one is lined to center. After it is Jacob Burke, and he will get there on the run to make the grab for out number two. But that's plenty of time for Avina to tag from third, and he will score. It'll be another sacrifice fly. This time a successful grab in center by Jacob Burke. So a sac fly for Chirino scores Avina. 4-0 Mudcats in this third inning. Two down, Yadier Arenado due up. So it'll be a sac fly for Jesus Chirinos. He does get the RBI as Avina crosses the plate. At second is Adams with a good lead. Here's Murphy's pitch. Inside and low to Arenado. 1-0 your count on the second baseman for Carolina. Murphy now looks like an arm-warming newest ad, Dylan Burns. Swarming down the line as Arnamo hooks the 1-0 in the air and foul. It'll end in the right field terrace. 1-1 your count on Yadier Arnamo. Again, wind picking up a little bit. Murphy on the bump, the lefty. More than likely, we'll see Dylan Burns enter after him. Burns coming down from Winston-Salem today to help relieve some of the ballers' stress from using so many arms from the bullpen last night. Burns a starter last season for Kannapolis. Working out of the bullpen today, 1-1. This one is grounded sharply up the middle into center. That'll drop and be a base knock and an RBI again for Carolina. Adams will cross the plate, and it's an RBI single for Yadier Arenamo. That'll be now 5-0 Carolina after just 2 2/3 innings from Shane Murphy. 5 runs on 4 hits in this one. That'll be Hedbert Perez stepping in with 2 out in the inning and a runner on first. Just not gone Murphy's way on the bump today as checking the runner at first is not in time. Arenamo with some good speed at first. He has 3 for 3 in stolen base attempts on the season. First pitch to Perez is blooped into center. That's going to drop in front of Burke and be a base knock, and that'll move the runner up. Arenamo to second, and the carousel wheels keep on turning. Perez follows up with a single of his own. Back-to-back base knocks for Arenamo and Perez. And now the 8th batter of the inning, Jesus Parra, steps in. The offense, again, just keeps on crushing Cannavaller pitching through the Mudcats. They have had their way. They've outscored Kannapolis so far in this series alone, 19-2. It's been a lot of base hits and a lot of offense. They've got 5 runs on 5 hits so far in this one. Top of the third, again, 2 outs. It's Claunch Cox to Murphy. And at second is Arenamo. At first is Hedbert Perez. And Dylan Burns, the arm warming down the line. As the mound visit adjourned by home plate umpire Brandon Schmidt. Corey Gerber, your umpire out on the base paths in this one. 2 down, Parra steps in. 0-for-1 with a strikeout against Murphy. Pitch delivered, chopped towards short. This should be the end of the inning. Sprinkle underhands to second and then gets the force out. It'll be a 6-4 put out of Hedbert Perez. It's second for the third out. Fielder's choice for Jesus Parra. It's the third out of the inning. Nonetheless, the damage is done. The Mudcats rattle off 3 more runs, and now they lead 5-0 here after 2.5. Bottom third headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. 9-1-2, two up for Kannapolis in the bottom of the third inning. Wilbur Sanchez steps in against Will Rudy, the righty, who has had himself a good start to this one. He sat down a single batter by a strikeout. Pitch delivered. This one is hacked out and fouled off. 0-1 your count. Sanchez, Springle, and Baldwin do up. Bottom of the third here in Kannapolis. Rudy's 0-1. This one is into center after it is the center fielder Lara on the run. Makes the grab for the out. First out is had. Sanchez steps in and lines out into center. One down and Jordan Springle do up. Sprinkle digs in. 0-1 today with a strikeout in the first inning against Will Rudy. Rudy struck out two in two innings of work. 2 1/3 now as Sprinkle fouls it off. 0-1 your count. Conversely to Bryce Willits and what he's done in his last 10 games, Jordan Sprinkle has had himself a bit of a rough go of it at the plate. 0-1 in there for a strike. 0-2 your count. Sprinkle in his last 10 games kind of struggling, batting 0-75, just three hits in his last 10 games. Rudy's 0-2. Outside and low, 1-2. Brooks Baldwin awaiting on deck. Bottom of the third. Carolina on top, 5-0. Here in Atrium Health Ballpark, 1-2 from Will Rudy. Swing and a miss. Sprinkle goes down on strikes again. He's got his second strikeout of the day. Will Rudy is third of the still morning. 11 more minutes of mourning, I should say. And Brooks Baldwin is going to step in. Nobody on, two down. Kannapolis still just the one hit in this one from Yoenimil Laureano. Laureano with the only hit. Baldwin steps in. Pitch inside. A 1-0 your count on Brooks Baldwin. Rudy working quickly. 1-0. In there for a called strike. 1-1 on Baldwin, former UNC Wilmington Seahawk. A 12th round pick in 2022 from Whiteville, South Carolina. Pitch in there is inside. 2-1 on Baldwin. Rudy trying to work the fastball by him, just can't get enough control on it. Working quickly is the righty. Here's the 2-1. Baldwin puts this into play, lifted in the air left field. Edbert Perez in after it, moves to his right towards the line and makes the grab on the run for the out. Fly out into left is the third out. It's another 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Will Rudy. He's had himself a nice little go of it on the bump today. That'll send things into the fourth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's the righty Dylan Burns taking over in relief of Shane Murphy. A former USF Bull, Dylan Burns steps in. The 26-year-old from Vero Beach, Florida, 6'1", 195-pound righty. Again, former USF Bull takes over. First pitch delivered of his outing. It's inside to Sivrion. A 1-0 is your count. Burns on the year, 2-1 with a 19.64 ERA in 7 games, 1 start with Winston-Salem this year. And down in Kannapolis now, 1-0 is grounded towards a short. Sprinkle makes the play to first for the out. Just like that, it's the first down of that. Cibrian grounds out on a 6-3. One down, top of the order, Luis Lara due up. Again, Dylan Burns making his return to Kannapolis. He spent some time here last year. 4 games in 2022 with the Ballers. 1-1 with a 1.35 ERA in 20 innings, 13 strikeouts, 10 walks. First pitch delivered from the righty is inside corner for a called strike to Lara. 0-1 your count. 26-year-old again from Vero Beach. Back for another stint with the Ballers. This one is chopped in play about 2 feet ahead of the plate. Clonch makes the play and fires the first in time for the out. A 2-3 put out. 2 outs are now had. And Daniel Guilarte due up. Burns again promoted to Winston-Salem to start the year this season. Just hasn't had the greatest of starts with the dash. 7 1/3 innings pitched, 4 strikeouts. But he's allowed 21 hits and 16 runs in just 7 1/3 innings. His ERA definitely was climbing, so he's sent down here to Kannapolis to fill in a little bit after the bullpen went pretty deep. Burns sets on the bump. He's a guy that can go definitely a few innings. Pitch delivered low and outside. A 1-0 your count on Daniel Guilarte. Shane Murphy's day is done. He has his first rough outing, really, of the season. 3 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. As a 1-0 is outside of Guilarte, 2-0. 2 walks and 3 punch-outs for Shane Murphy in 3 innings. His ERA only climbs to a 2.25. And at the end of it all, still a solid day's work for Murphy. 2-0 outside, now 3-0 on Guilarte. As Burns trying to dance the outside corner, can't find it. Walking 2, striking out 3 is Murphy. He delivers 58 pitches in his outing. Burns on the bump in relief here in this fourth inning. 5-0 Mudcats over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. 3-0. Inside corner for a strike. 3-1 on Guilarte. Chase Avina, right fielder, awaiting on deck. Pitch delivered on the 3-1 is low and outside for ball 4. Guilarte will be a base runner in the fourth inning. It's a 2-out walk from Dylan Burns. So 1 on and 2 down. Jace Avina is going to step in. Avina has reached base once today. A walk in the third inning. He scored as well in an inning which Carolina rattled off 3 runs. Burns on the bump. Sets. Glove at the belly. First pitch. Lifted in the air into right field, coming in after Cabrera Weaver. Barely has to move. He'll camp under it, has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. For out number 3, a flyout into right for Jay Savina's first pitch of the fourth. And that'll conclude the inning here in at Kannapolis. Bottom 4 headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. 5-0 Carolina here at Atrium Health Ballpark.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by...
To the bottom of the fourth inning we go at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tim Elko, Jacob Burke, Bryce Willits do up here in this bottom of the fourth. 5-0 Mudcats. Will Rooney back on the bump. Just like that, Elko with his first pitch he sees gets a bloop single into right field for a base hit. Elko lined that one pretty sharply past the infield and into right for a base hit. So one on now and nobody out. Stepping in will be Jacob Burke. Burke, the former Miami Hurricane, a Baton Rouge, Louisiana native, steps in with Elko at first base. Tim Elko adds to his hit total on the season. He leads the Carolina League. That's his 40th hit of the season already. First pitch to Burke. This one is fouled off his foot, and it lands in foul ground. 0-1 your count on Burke. 0-1 today and a ground out back to Rudy in the second inning. As for Elko, he's now 1-for-2 today. Picks up his 40th hit of the season. He's the first player in the Carolina League to reach such a mark in this early 2023 season. 0-1 is upstairs to Burke, evens at 1-1. Burke in center field today. Bryce Willits awaiting on deck, the first baseman. Elko, the DH, doing his job and getting on base. Will Rudy, 3 innings, 3 punch-outs. Pitch delivered. Burke lifts this one in the air left field. That'll hook foul. 1-2 now on Burke. Jacob Burke returns. He was here last year a little bit. He grew his hair out in the offseason. He had a little bit of a cleaner cut in the end of last season. He grew it out. Got the show flow going. 1-2 count. Rudy sets. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, evens it 2-2. Bryce Willits awaiting on deck in this bottom of the fourth. Will Rudy sat down in order, did the ballers last inning. 2-2 on the way. This one is line foul again. That'll end up down the line near Carolina's bullpen. Count remains 2-2. Jacob Burke 0-for-1 today. Will Rudy's just allowed 2 hits. From Kannapolis in this one, it's been a good outing. 2-2 count, the righty's offering. Burke lines this one again, foul down the right field line, heads up. Count remains 2-2. Jacob Burke fighting at the plate. This will be the 7th pitch of the at-bat on the way. Education Day matchup, we've officially reached afternoon time. It's noon here on the East Coast. Appreciate you tuning in and joining us here in Kannapolis. As Burke lifts the 2-2 foul again, this will be the 8th pitch of the at-bat on the way. In just a moment from Will Rudy. In the bottom of the 4th here, top of the 5th and down east. Fayetteville still leading 1-0 out in Kinston at Granger Stadium. 2-2 count, nobody on. Rudy sets. Elko at first. Pitch on the way. Burke bloops this one towards short. After it is Guilarte in the infield. He makes the grab for the out. Elko won't move off the first base bag. It'll be a soft pop out to the shortstop for Jacob Burke. One down and still on at first is Elko. And Bryce Willits will step in. Bryce Willits, first baseman, due up. Flew out into right field in his first at-bat. He's 0-for-1. He was 0-for-4 last night. Lost his on-base streak in last night's game and will look to start a new one today. Pitches inside. 1-0 your count on Bryce Willits. Batting .311. He's off to a good start. 4 homers, 14 RBI. 1-0, here's the pitch. This one's sharply grounded towards second. Arenado plays the second for one on to first, and it's an ending double play. It'll be 4-6-3 in the book, and Will Rudy gets through it with an unconventional 1-2-3 inning. Willits grounds out on a 4-6-3 double play for the third out of the inning. Through four here in Kannapolis, it is 5-0 Carolina. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live, live at Atrium Health Ballpark. Dylan Burns back on the bump in this top of the fifth inning. Luke Adams steps in for Carolina. It'll be Adams, Chirinos, and Arenamo do up. Top of the fifth inning, Mudcats on top 5-0 here at Education Day Day Treemouth Ballpark. The final one of 2023. From here on out, every Wednesday game will be at night except for one camp day in late July. Pitches in there to Adams. 0-1 your count on Luke Adams. Dylan Burns back on the bump. His second inning of action. Looked sharp in his first inning. He'll deliver the 0-1. Just a bit outside. 1-1 now. Able to get a ground out from Cibriana. Ground out from Lara. He walked Guilarte. But then Avina flies out. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch to Adams. This one is chopped foul down the line and left. Count will move to 1-2 on Luke Adams. Adams has reached twice today on a walk and an error. He did have a sacrifice fly back in the third inning, but an error in the obstruction from Jacob Burke allowed him to reach base safely. Burns comes set. Here's the 1-2. Check swing. Did Adams go around? Doesn't matter. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Dylan Burns picks up his first punch out of the day. He burns a fastball right down Broadway for strike three. First out is had. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, due up. Chirinos, a single in the first inning, a flyout in the third. He had a sacrifice fly in the book as well. He's already got three RBI. First pitch is inside, 1-0 your count. Again, a two RBI single in the first for Chirinos, and then he had one RBI in the third on a sac fly. As he grounds this one up the middle into center for a base hit on the 1-0. That'll be a base knock. One out base runner for Carolina. It's their sixth hit of the day. And Jesus Chirinos now adds a multi-hit game. So one on and one down. Yadier Arenamo due up. First multi-hit day of the lineup for Carolina. Jesus Chirinos again. Five Mudcats had multi-hit games in last night's game. Finished up at 14-2, Carolina. First pitch to Arenamo. This one is tapped foul. Win 1-year count on Arenamo. Good to have Dylan Burns back for sure. One of the more dependable arms in the starting rotation at the end of last season. Of course, we love seeing the guys get promoted to Winston-Salem. It's always fun to have them back for a little bit. 0-1 is inside to Arenamo, 1-1. It's part of the pros and cons of getting guys back. It's always good to have them back and see them back. And you want them on your team, but it's a con because you want them to progress. You want them to keep going within the system. 1-1 from Burns is up and in. 2-1 to Arenamo. Of course, if it's a rehab or an injury recovery period, that's a little different. Because you know they won't be with you for long. Burns just kind of in a spot relief appearance here today. We'll probably be headed back to Winston-Salem soon, I'd imagine. 2-1 lifted high and foul, 2-2. Burns just kind of here to help Kannapolis out after they had to dig into the bullpen pretty deep last night in a 14-2 loss. They're down 5-0 in this one. All five runs charged to Shane Murphy. Burns has looked sharp in his inning in a third so far. 2-2 to Arenamo. This one is lined into right. That'll drop in front of Weaver and be a base knock. Back-to-back singles in the book. Jesus Chirinos and now Yadier Arenamo with a multi-hit game of his own. So that's back-to-back multi-hit games in the lineup in Chirinos and Arenamo. Edbert Perez will step in. He's 1-for-2 today. There is an arm warming for Carolina down the line and left. Edbert Perez with an opportunity here to add more to the fun for Carolina. Burns sets. Here's the first pitch. This one is hacked and missed for strike. 1-0-1 your count. Perez remains a top 30 prospect in the Brewers organization. 6 foot, 210-pound lefty bat from Caracas, Venezuela. International free agent signee in 2019 by Milwaukee. 0-1 from Burns. This one's tapped back up the middle. Burns will throw to second for one. Sprinkle makes the play on a first. It's a 1-6-3 double play. That's why you do PFPs in spring training. Dylan Burns with a nice play. It's a 1-6-3 double play. And that concludes the top of the fifth inning. Hedbert Perez grounds into it. And that concludes, again, the top of the fifth. Bottom five headed your way. After a short break on the Ballers, Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live. Carolina still on top. 5-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me.
Troy Claunch digs in, bottom of the fifth inning, Atrium Health Ballpark, Kannapolis Cannonballers and Carolina Mudcats doing business for the second time this week. Will Rudy back on the bump, first pitch delivered to Troy Claunch, it's low and outside, 1-0 your count. Bottom five, Mudcats lead 5-0, Claunch, Laureano, and Cabrera Weaver due up against the righty Will Rudy, who's at 50 pitches. Pitch number 51 is outside to Claunch, 2-0 now on the Ballers catcher today in Troy Claunch. Will Rudy, four innings, three strikeouts. He's looked sharp. He's allowed just two hits. Kannapolis has not had much in the way of offense, and as I say that, Troy Claunch will add another single to the board. It's the third of the day for Kannapolis. It's a leadoff single in the fifth. One on now, and nobody out for Joannaville Laureano. Claunch, an on-base machine earlier in this game. He's reached on a walk and now a single. Laureano already has a base hit in this one. He'll step in. Looking to start a rally for Kannapolis. Claunch not a stolen base threat. A decent lead, though. First pitch delivered in there for a strike, 0-1. Laureano 1-for-1 today with a base hit. One of three base hits for Kannapolis in this ball game that they have not had much. 0-1. In there for a called strike. 0-2 now on Laureano. Will Rudy looked sharp today. ERA down to a 1.35. He's not allowed much of anything today. 0-2 from the righty. Lifted high and foul. Laureano stays alive. Count stays put at 0-2 and will do it again. Claunch at first, a good lead. Here's the Rudy's 0-2. Low in part of the zone, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Will Rudy with his fourth punch out of the day. Laureano down on strikes for the first out. Cabrera Weaver steps in, a one on and a one out. Rudy is at four punch outs in his outing so far today. Sitting in between his two outings, Delmarva and Fredericksburg, in which he got 7-2, respectively. Weaver swings and misses, 0-1 your count. If he's able to get through this inning, he will have tied his season high of innings pitched at 5. 0-1 from the righty. Weaver takes inside corner for a strike on a breaking ball, 0-2. Weaver 0-for-1 today, lined down to the shortstop, Guilarte. Hit the ball hard, did Weaver. But it was right at the shortstop, Guilarte, who made the outstretched grab. 0-2. Chop towards third. Cleanly played by Adams to second for one. On to first. And throw goes wild. Weaver will reach base safely. We'll see what the call is. It'll be a fielder's choice more than likely. As the play is made, Adams goes to second for the out. Troik launches the second out of the inning. Weaver reaches on what will be a fielder's choice. So now it's two out, I should say, and one on for Wilber Sanchez. So Weaver replaces Clonch as the runner at first. Essentially, just adding out to the board. Two down, Wilber Sanchez due up. 0 for 1 today with a fly out into center. Rudy's first pitch to Sanchez is up and in, buzzes the tower. 1-0 your count. Sanchez again 0 for 1. Rudy sets, 1-0 count, here's the pitch. Inside corner for a strike. Sanchez wanted to offer at it, but did not. Weaver with a good lead at first. 1-1 count, here's the pitch from Rudy. Grounded towards short. Guilarte underhands to second for the out. That'll be the end of the fifth inning. Sanchez grounds into a fielder's choice. It'll be a 6-4 put out of Cabrera Weaver for out number three. Sanchez again into the fielder's choice. So that will conclude the inning of action for the Ballers and the Mudcats. We're through five at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top six headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live. 5-0 Carolina here in the sixth.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Back in the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers is the righty Dylan Burns. Sixth inning we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 5-0 Carolina is on top. Burns will step up. First pitch delivered to the righty. Jesus Parra is hacked in and missed for strike. 1-0 and 1-1 count. Parra, Cibrian, and Lara do up. Top of the sixth inning again, 5-0 Carolina. Burns is 0-1. Low and outside. Moving to now 1-1 on Jesus Parra. Parr today has been a busy guy. He struck out in the second and he had a fielder's choice in the third as he hacks the 1-1 and misses from Dylan Burns. Now 1-2. Burns certainly doing his job. He's eating innings, which is what Kannapolis needed when they requested an arm from Winston. 1-2 is low and inside. 2-2. Kannapolis again digging into the bullpen pretty deep last night in the 14-2 loss. So they left him with a shortage of arms today, so they asked for an arm. They sent Dylan Burns down here. And Burns is doing his job. 2-2, swing and miss to the plate. He struck him out. About two punch outs on the day now for the righty Dylan Burns. And Jesus Parra is out for the second time today via a strikeout. So he's now 0 for 3. Jose Cibrian, the catcher, will step in. Cibrian 0-for-2, a strikeout and a groundout on his day in his first game back in the Carolina League this season. Pitch delivered from Burns is low and inside. 1-0 your count. Again, Cibrian had been playing some time up in Wisconsin with the Timber Rattlers in the Midwest League. 1-0. This one is chopped foul. Heads up. 1-1 your count. It landed in the bullpen area for Carolina. Cibrian 0-for-2 today, as mentioned. Spent some time with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Pitch delivered. This one is chopped foul down the line. 1-2 your count on Cibrian. He made the Timber Rattlers roster in opening day, but he was on a development list for most of the time. He was activated on the 12th by Wisconsin and then immediately demoted here to Carolina. 24-year-old catcher. 1-2, here's the pitch. Foul tip, got just enough of it. Did Cibrian. 1-2 here count on the Mudcats catcher. Luis Lara, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Top of the sixth, Carolina on top, 5-0. Top of the sixth and down east as well. Wood Ducks trail Fayetteville 1-0. 1-2 tap foul. Keep it at 1-2 on Cibrian. Bottom first in Fredericksburg. The Frednats on top 1-0 over the Columbia Fireflies as well. Of course, if you're a Ballers fan, you're a Frednats fan this week as well. Columbia just one game ahead of Kannapolis in the standings. 1-2. Top foul again. Cibrian battling at the plate. He's fouled off now 4 in a row. 1-2 remains your count. Dylan Burns' pitch count is looking sharp. He's at 33. 36th of the day in the 1-2. Foul tipped again. Cibrian just staying alive. 1-2 your count. Lara waiting patiently on deck. Ballers defense playing pretty straight up. A little bit back in the infield with the power bat of Cibrian at the plate. Slightly open stance. Bat at the chin. 1-2. Upstairs. Burns tried to challenge with a fastball and ended upstairs, though. 2-2. Two from Burns. Low and outside. Clutch can't dive to make the grab. It lands in the backstop. Count will run full. And what's turned into a good at-bat for Jose Cibrian. Again, Burns being added. Spent some time last year here. Spent some time in the Complex League as well last year. 3-3 with a 3.97 ERA. 3-2 to Cibrian. Inside for ball four. A close call, but Burns will draw the walk. Will Cibrian. It's a one-out base runner for Carolina. One on and one down. Top of the order, Luis Lara due up. Burns pitched a total of 79 innings in last season. In those 79 innings, 70 hits, 82 strikeouts. He didn't walk a ton, just 29. And he dominated the Complex League. 69 strikeouts compared to 19 walks. Pretty nice stuff. Luis Lara steps in with a runner on. First pitch is outside. 1-0 your count. Guilarte on deck for Carolina. One down. Ground ball here would do a lot of good if you're Dylan Burns. Here's the 1-0. Low and inside to Lara, 2-0. Of course, Burns starting the season with Winston-Salem sent down to help Kannapolis out in a spot situation. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. Inside again to Lara, 3-0. Burns it now 41 pitches on the day. Kind of 3-0 count on the leadoff batter, Lara. 1-for-3 today, a single, a stolen base. Scoring in the third on a run. He's grounded out other than that. 3-0 count. Burns his pitch. Right down Broadway for a called strike, 3-1. Now a favorable hitter's count for Lara. Cibrian with a decent lead at first. Here's the 3-1. Just a bit outside for ball four. Back-to-back walks by Dylan Burns that allow two runners on now for Carolina. Cibrian to second. To first goes Lara. Two on and one down for Guilarte. Of course, now the big question is if Dylan Burns can't finish you off for the rest of this game, who do you turn to? If you're Pat Leland and Kannapolis, your arm choices are limited today, as you saw six guys of their 17 on the roster. As with another mound visit, Clonch has a chat with Burns. Burns' first pitch is just a bit low to Guilarte. Want to know your count. Just a peek at the roster. You really only have four guys that you could even use today after Dylan Burns. And of course, you don't really want to use a Mason Adams or a Manuel Veloz, guys that piggyback off of the starting arms. 1-0 from Burns to Guilarte in there for a strike. That leaves just two guys in the bullpen that didn't pitch last night, and Eric Adler and Billy Seidel. Both guys that you want to save for the later innings, especially if Kannapolis can find a way to come back in this one. 1-1. This one's shot back up the mound. Burns finds the ball. He has some trouble corralling. He'll go to first for the out. That's all he'll get, though. He had a little trouble corralling the grounder back up the middle from Guilarte. It's a 1-3 put out for the second out, but the runners will move up. Lara to second and Cibrian to third. Two on and two down for Jace Avina. Avina steps in. Last time up, foul flew out into right on the first pitch he saw. Burns with a deep breath and a bit of a pickle here in the sixth. First pitch to the righty bat is in there for a strike, 0-1. Avina, a pop out and a fly out. He reached on a walk in the third. Back in that big third inning for Carolina. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch is tapped in foul ground. It'll land. Count moves to 0-2. Ball initially landed in fair territory, but it took a funny hop, and it bounced foul. Again, heads up work. Of course, a lot of credit due to the grounds crew this morning. Tim Siegel, head groundskeeper, Charles Palian, assistant groundskeeper, and all the game day staff for getting the field ready for today. Heard some swirlings of them getting there at 5 a.m. this morning after a lot of rain fell in a short amount of time last night after the game. 0-2, this one's grounded toward third. A cleanly played by Willits. He'll throw across to first in time for the out. That'll be the third out of the inning. That'll send things into the seventh, into the bottom of the sixth, I should say, here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Mudcats doing business. It's still 5-0 Carolina. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Sports Live. Will Rudy's day is done on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. A new arm on the bump for Carolina in this sixth inning. It's Chase Costello, the righty, 6'4", 215-pound, 23-year-old, takes over. First pitch to Jordan Sprinkle is low and outside. 1-0 is your count. It'll be top of the order. Sprinkle, Baldwin, and Elko do up. Bottom of the sixth, 5-0, Carolina is on top. Costello's 1-0 to Sprinkle is lined sharply right center field. That's going to land in the gap and be trouble as, no, Avina legs it out and makes the grab. Oh, my goodness. Jace Avina covered every inch of ground he could and made the grab in what certainly looked like a base hit. Nonetheless, Jace Avina makes the grab. For the out, one down now in the inning. Sprinkle can't believe it. Good legwork out and right by Chase Avina. One down, Brooks Baldwin two up. Oh my goodness. Still just in some shock and awe a little bit. I think everyone's kind of surprised Chase Avina was able to get to that one. As Baldwin steps in, the first baseman now. First pitch from Costello in there for a strike. And one your count. Willits and Baldwin swap. Willits now at third, Baldwin at first. And the defensive setup for Kannapolis, 0-1 from Costello. Chop towards second, backhanded by Arenamo. Across his body to first he goes for the out. 4-3 ground out for two out now in the frame. That'll send Tim Elko to the plate. Chase Costello, a 6'4", 23-year-old from Pompano Beach, Florida. Went to school at St. Thomas in St. Thomas, Florida. 1-1 with a 4.20 ERA. 7 games, he has 1 save, 15 innings. 12 strikeouts in the 2023 season. Again, a free agent signee in 2023 by the Milwaukee Brewers. He did go to LSU as well as St. Thomas. Pitch outside to Elko. 1-0 is your count. Born in Coral Springs, Florida. Calls Pompano Beach home. Spent last season with the Boise Hawks in the Pioneer League. 1-0, low and outside. 2-0 your count. That's the second different arm in the Mudcats roster that's come from an independent team. Last night we saw Tanner Shears, who pitched in two different independent teams. Pitch lifted high and foul on the 2-0 by Elko. Callum moved to 2-1. New arm warming for Kannapolis down the line and right looks to be Eric Adler. Again, one of the only few arms that can be used, basically, if you're Kannapolis. 2-1 line into left. Right there is Edbert Perez for the out. It's a fly out into left for the out. It'll send us into the seventh inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top 7 due up for the Mudcats. It'll be Avina, Adams, and Chirinos. Excuse me, Adams, Chirinos, and Arenado. Avina was the third and final batter of that sixth inning. New arm in the way, Eric Adler. Will get you the details after a quick break and a message from our sponsors on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before. So that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll...
Well, Kanapolis turns things over to Newarm on the bump. 6'2", 190-pound, 22-year-old, a sixth-round pick in 2022. Melbourne, Florida native, former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. It's Eric Adler. First pitch is in there for a called strike to Luke Adams. 0-1 is your count. It'll be Adams, Chirinos, and Arenamo due up. Top seven Mudcats are on top, 5-0 here in Kanapolis. 0-1 from Adler is low and inside. 1-1 your count now on Luke Adams. Adams again, Chirinos and Arenamo to follow. Top seven, 5-0. Carolina is on top. Adler, the third arm used. 1-1 is in there for a called strike. 1-2. Eric Adler gets his third outing of the 2023 season. After a brief stint last year in 2022, only just getting back to game action, he had an injury derailing his start to the season. 1-2, chop towards short, sprinkle backhand across his body. Wild throw. Baldwin makes the tag, though, when he's out. Good play at the first base bag by Brooks Baldwin, who's making his first appearance at first base for the Kanapolis Cannonballers. And he gets the errant throw from Sprinkle and makes the tag for the play. It'll be a 6-3 ground out for the first out. That'll be Jesus Chirinos now due up. Still a fantastic play by Baldwin. Baldwin playing first base again for the first time as a Kanapolis Cannonballer. He played basically every position at UNC Wilmington. However, I'm playing first now. Pitch is inside, a 1-0 your count. Baldwin, kind of, if I get having to give a player comp, and I know player comps are really overrated, kind of, as the 1-0 is outside now, 2-0 your count. Baldwin kind of is reminding me of like a Ben Zobrist kind of guy. Switch hitter, he's got some good contact, good power. But he's just a super utility guy. He plays everywhere. You can literally stick him anywhere in the diamond, and he will be able to play it. 2-0, hacked it and missed by Chirinos. 2-1 your count on the first baseman for Carolina. It's kind of how Ben Zobrist was, of course, 2016 World Series MVP with the Chicago Cubs. Longtime Tampa Bay Ray. 2-1 is swung and a miss for strike two. 2-2. What a player, Ben Zobrist. Not often you hear that name nowadays in baseball talk. I feel like that's what you can do, though. If you're a baseball fan, you just bring up a random name from years past. Easy way to start a three-hour conversation. Adler's 2-2. Fouled off by Chirinos. Keep the count at 2-2, and we'll do it again. Adler pitched twice on the road against Fayetteville. Ending in two-thirds, two hits, a run. A walk and five strikeouts on his season. Opponents are batting .224. On the young season against the former Demon Deacon, Eric Adler. 2-2 fouled off again by Chirinos. That lands up in the Atrium Health sign above the ballpark, Atrium Health ballpark sign. 2-2 your count on Chirinos, who's had himself a day, 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. He's got three RBI as well. 2-2, just a bit low and inside. Adler offers the pitch. A check swing, though, from Chirinos. It'll be a strikeout of the book as Chirinos goes around on a check swing, according to Corey Gerber. Two down now, and Yadier Arenamo steps in. Kind of an anticlimactic strikeout. Nonetheless, it's a strikeout for Eric Adler, his sixth of the season. And makes it three appearances in a row. He's got a punch out of the bullpen. Pitches up and away. 1-0 your count to Chirinos. To Arenamo, excuse me. Chirinos just sat down. Arenamo steps in, a multi-hit game. Two singles in his last two at-bats. 1-0 from Adler, a swing and a miss. 1-1 your count. Edbert Perez awaiting on deck. Arenamo, 265 in the season. An on-base machine. He's already got six hits on the home stretch here in Kanapolis. 1-1 fouled off. 1-2 your count. Adler one strike away from getting out of the seventh inning. And Kanapolis with some work to do. They trail by five in this ball game on Education Day. Got a busy day playing tomorrow, too. A doubleheader. 5:30 first pitch here in Kanapolis. Pitch grounded towards first base. Baldwin scoops, and he'll step on the bag for the out. It'll be a 1-2-3 inning for Eric Adler on the bump. He picks up a ground out, a strikeout, another ground out from Yadier Arenado to conclude the frame. Bottom seven headed your way, but first we're stretching here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers 0, Carolina 5 in the Atrium Health Ballpark Education Day finale of the 2023 season. We'll be back here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jacob Burke, Bryce Willits, Troy Clonch due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the seventh inning, they've got nine outs to work with against Chase Costello and the Carolina Mudcats. They trail by five, only three hits on the board for Kannapolis as Burke will step in 0-for-2. First pitch from Costello in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count on Jacob Burke. Again, Burke, Willits, and Clonch due up. Burke 0-for-2, a ground out and a pop out in his day. It's Costello in his second inning of action back out there. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch also a strike. A swing and a miss. 0-2 on Jacob Burke. Bryce Willits at third base now. A swap made in the infield by Kannapolis and manager Pat Leland. 0-2 count on Burke against the righty Costello. 0-2 pitch from the righty. Low and outside. 1-2 now on Burke. No arms warming for Carolina down the line and left. There is an arm tossing for Kannapolis. It's Billy Seidel. 1-2. Burke will get the pitch. This one's grounded up the middle. That's going to get through in the center for a base. Not going to green near pastures. Goes the grounder from Jacob Burke. It's a leadoff single. And Burke's now 1-for-3. He's got a hit now in five of games in a row for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. That sends it to Bryce Willits with one on and nobody out. Again, Burke extending his hit streak to now five in a row. He's played five games in 2023 with Kannapolis. He's got a hit in every single one of them. As Willits will step in, a little bit of a shift on that right side of the infield for Carolina. Pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1. Hugging the line is the first baseman, Chirinos. Arenamo basically playing in between second and first. Up the middle is Guilarte. However, he's playing as up the middle as he can. As now Burke's going to head to second, a pickoff attempt, and he is called out. It's a pickoff caught stealing. Chase Costello catches Jacob Burke trying to catch the Mudcats napping, and Burke is put out on a 1-6 picked off caught stealing. So it'll be a POX in my book, a P-O-C-S, picked off caught stealing. One down now. Willits now with nobody on base, an 0-1 count. One down. A good idea from Burke. Just didn't get there in time. 0-1 from Costello to Willits is low and outside. 1-1. Again, I don't hate the idea from Jacob Burke. You want to add a spark to the offense for Kannapolis. Just missed it. Mistimed it. As the 1-1 is poked down the line and right. That'll hook foul. And land over by the ice cream tent. And season ticket holder Randy Blaylock just made a catch down in the right field terrace area. Callum moved to 1-2 on Bryce Willits. Hot bat at the plate for Kannapolis as of late. He's 0-2 today, 0-6 on the week. We're going to change his tides. 1-2. This one is lifted foul over everyone's head. Now Cal will stay put at 1-2. We'll do it again. On deck is Troy Klontsch. Klontsch is 1-for-1 today. He's reached base twice. 1-2. Tap towards the second baseman in Arenamo. He'll take his time and field a first in time for the out. A 4-3 ground out for the second out. Again, a bit of a shift in that infield, so it should have been where the first baseman Chirinos was playing, but Arenamo covering makes the play for the out. Two down, nobody on for Troy Klontsch. Klontsch steps in with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kannapolis now with seven outs to play with. They trail by five in the game that they have not had any answer for the Mudcats pitching. On the way is inside for Klontsch. 1-0 your count, 94-mile-an-hour heater. Costello working quickly, 1-0 outside to Klontsch now, 2-0. As mentioned, Costello, Pompano Beach, Florida native, just up north of Fort Lauderdale in the South Florida region. Beautiful part of the country, that's for sure. 2-0 on the way, low and outside, 3-0 your count. Fort Lauderdale's got some nice beaches for sure. A lot of really good restaurants as well. Pompano Beach, actually where my dad grew up. 3-0 on the way, inside and low for ball four. Troy Klontsch will take a two-out free pass. It'll send things towards Joinville Laureano with one on and two down in the inning. Seidel warming for Kannapolis down the line and right. Runner on and one on. Runner on and two down for Laureano. He's 1-for-2 today. Pitch delivered, swing and a miss for strike 1-0-1. 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout of the day for Joinville Laureano. Averages sunk down below the Mendoza line at 191. Costello, the second arm used today by Carolina, 0-1. Check swing. Did he go around? No, says infield umpire in Corey Gerber. 1-1 your count on Laureano. Costello sets. Glove of the chest. 1-1 on the way for Laureano. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Caught him off speed with a breaking ball. Cabrera Weaver, right fielder, awaiting on deck. Bottom of the seventh, Carolina on top, 5-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. Laureano taps this one foul, just gets enough of it. 1-2 remains the count. Costello at 6'3", 230. 23 years of age, a free agent signee, as mentioned, in 2023. Looks to close the door on Kannapolis. This season, Costello, last time out in the 11th against Fredericksburg, he went 3 1/3 out of the bullpen. 1-2, low and outside to Laureano, 2-2. More of a long relief guy. His shortest outing is his first one, a one-inning night in Fayetteville on April 9th. He did pitch once against Kannapolis. Two innings, he gave up three runs on two hits on the 26th of April. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Laureano goes down on strike swinging. That's the second time he's done that today. Chase Costello picks up his first strikeout of the day. And it's out number three in the bottom of the seventh. That'll send us into the top of the eighth. A quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. 5-0 Carolina up in this one.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys.
Bottom third of the order due up for the Carolina Mudcats against the new arm of the month for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6 foot, 220-pound, 23-year-old. It's Billy Seidel, 15th round pick in 2022 out of Wellesley, Massachusetts. First pitch is fouled off by Perez. 0-1 your count. Perez, Parra, and Cibrian due up. Top of the eighth inning, Mudcats lead 5-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Seidel takes over the fourth arm used in this ballgame. On the bump, 2-1 with a 3.45 ERA. Carolina league leader in saves. He's got 7 on the season. However, this is far from a save situation. Looking to just hold on tight are the Kannapolis Cannonballers to a 5-run deficit so they can get some offense brewing, hopefully, in the later innings. 0-1, low and outside, 1-1. Seidel pitched 3 games in Fayetteville last week, and he shut him down in each single one of them. In 3 innings, no hits, no runs, just 1 walk and 2 punch-outs. 1-1. Outside to Perez. Count will move to 2-1. Seidel has already pitched 5 times in the month of May. Against Carolina this season, Billy Seidel has had himself a bit of a rough go. 2-1 into right. After it is Cabrera. Weaver makes a grab on a sliding effort. 4 out, number 1. A nice play in right by Weaver for the first out. 1 down, nobody on for Jesus Parra. Seidel pitched in a few games against Carolina up in the series in Zebulon. 2 games, a 0 ERA, 2 1/3, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. He looks sharp. Pitch to Parra in there for a strike, 0-1. Parra the DH, Cibrian the catcher, also due up in the inning. Seidel again, as mentioned, the fourth arm used. 0-1 count, here's the pitch. Outside now, 1-1. Seidel, as mentioned, the Carolina League leader in saves with 7, former Duke Blue Devil. He's been the main closer for Pat Leland out of the bullpen. Just looking to eat some innings in this one. 1-1. Outside and low again now, 2-1. Seidel has shut lefties down at the plate, batting just 0-50. 4 walks at 11 strikeouts versus righties such as Parra. 194, 7 punch-outs, 4 walks, 2-1. Up and in, and it hits Parra in the arm, and that can't feel too good. It will be an HBP allowing Parra to reach base, so another base runner for the Mudcats. 1 on and 1 out. Cibrian's going to be due up, and Parra in some discomfort. Looks like Brooke Deeringer is going to come out and check on Jesus Parra. Looks like he got hit in the hand or the arm. As we'll see where the discomfort is for Jesus Parra. Victor Estevez also out there checking on the DH for Carolina. See if he can stay in the game with the discomfort in the hand and the arm area. Not quite sure where it caught him. It is an HBP. 92-mile-an-hour heater from Billy Seidel. Now Cibrian due up. After the hit by pitch, again, Brooke Deeringer out there having a check on him. Parra is back to his feet. Looks like he'll take a free pass to first base, and he will stay in the game. So Cibrian steps in, 1 on and 1 out. Top of the eighth inning here in Kannapolis. Mudcats on top, 5-0, out hitting the Ballers 7-4. Pitch on the way from Seidel is inside to Cibrian. 1-0 your count. Cibrian 0-4-2. He reached on a walk in the sixth inning against Dylan Burns, whose day is complete. Eric Adler in the seventh inning looked sharp. 1-0. Inside again to Cibrian, 2-0. That's 3 balls in a row from Billy Seidel that have been inside. Top of the order, Luis Lara due up, center fielder. Guilarte, the shortstop, awaiting in the hole. Cibrian hacks the 2-0 and misses, 2-1. That's more like Billy Seidel. Perfect 7 saves. In the season for Seidel, he's looked sharp. 7-for-8 in save opportunities on the season as a 2-1 inside of the plate, throwing a first, and not in time with a pickoff attempt from Clunch. 3-1 on Cibrian. Count, one out, top of the eighth inning. Cibrian at the plate. Here's the pitch from Seidel. Outside ball four, it's another walk issued. It'll be now 2-on and one out for the Carolina Mudcats. 2-on and one down. On top of the order, and Luis Lara steps in. Well, this is where Billy Seidel can lose his way a little bit. Had a bit of a rough go in his first outing against Augusta. Two-thirds of an inning, an inning and a third, I should say. Two hits, six runs, five earned. Two walks and a strikeout. As we'll see if Seidel can get through this inning unscathed. One down, Lara steps in. Got a ground ball would do a lot of good here. We'll see what Seidel can pick up. First pitch from the righty. Fastball, lower part of the zone for a called strike. 0-1 on Lara. Pair of ground outs, a single and a walk on the day for Luis Lara. 0-1 Seidel with a look at second. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one is lined down the line and right hooking, foul. After it was Cabrera Weaver, but it hooks foul, and Lara now will work with an 0-2 count. Very aggressive batter at the plate, swings it a lot. As it's an 0-2 count. Guilarte, the shortstop, awaiting. Seidel with a look at second. 0-2. Fastball is upstairs, try to sneak it by him. 2-0 avail, 1-2 your count. Wind slightly blowing out to right. Favors the right, the lefty bat of Luis Lara. Seidel with a look at second. His 1-2 swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Billy Seidel picks up his 19th strikeout of the season. His first one of the day. Luis Lara down for the second out of the frame. I send things to Daniel Guilarte, the shortstop. Daniel Guilarte, Carolina Mudcats RBI leader with 22 on the season. Has an opportunity here. Seidel's first pitch, a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 your count on Guilarte. 22 RBI on the season. Batting .310. He's been one of the better bats in the lineup for Victor Estevez and the Mudcats. 0-1 from Seidel. Breaking ball outside, 1-1. Chase Avina waiting on deck. Top of the eighth inning, Mudcats lead 5-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. At second is Parra, at first is Cibrian. 1-1. Placed in there on a fastball for a called strike, 1-2. Still a good crowd of school kids on hand. Education Day, the final one of 2023. We'll have another camp day, 12:05 first pitch against Delmarva. We'll see how that goes. 1-2. Runners going. This one's fouled off by Guilarte. He did get a piece of it. Runners were going, but they'll have to retreat. Count stays put at 1-2, and we'll do it again. Yanavina awaiting. 2-on for Carolina. Looking for some more insurance. In a game, Kannapolis has again failed to pick much in the way of offense up. Against some good pitching from the Mudcats. 1-2 count, Seidel to look at second. Here's the pitch. This one has popped up in the infield after it is Sanchez, the second baseman. He's going to call everyone off and will make the grab in the infield for the out. Pop out to Sanchez for Guilarte. Is the third out of the top of the eighth inning. Bottom eight, Ballers with some work to do. They trail by five still as we'll send it to the bottom of the eighth after a quick break on the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. 5-0 Carolina here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Cabrera, Weaver, Wilbur, Sanchez, Jordan Sprinkle do up. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers with a little bit of time left, but they trail by five still to the Carolina Mudcats. Chase Costello back on the bump for inning number three of work for the righty from Pompano Beach. Pitch on the way is swung and fouled off by Cabrera Weaver. 0-1 your count. On the right fielder for Kannapolis. Again, Weaver, Sanchez, and Sprinkle do up. Weaver with a sharp line out in the second inning. It was a sharp 101-mile-an-hour line drive to the shortstop, Guilarte. And he reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth. As Weaver awaiting to be ready to go here against Chase Costello. 0-1 count. Costello sets. Here's the pitch. This one is upstairs to Weaver, 1-1. Again, as mentioned, 0-2. He doesn't have one home run on the year, does Cabrera Weaver. Knocked a ball out of the yard in Fayetteville last week, 1-1. Check swings, he goes around though, 1-2 your count. Weaver immediately looked to be in some frustration, didn't want to swing at it. 1-2 your count. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck, the second baseman. Costello's 1-2. Just a bit outside and low, trying to sneak a fastball by him, 2-2. Infield playing straight up for Cabrera Weaver. Outfield playing a little back. Weaver does have a little bit of pop. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout again for Chase Costello, his second of the day. Cabrera Weaver down on strikes for the first out of the eighth inning. One out and nobody on for Wilmer Sanchez, a nine-hole man. Sanchez will step in on the day. He's 0-2. Fielder's choice in the fifth inning and a fly out in the third. First pitch from Costello is fouled off. Got a piece of it. As now Sanchez and the catcher Cibrian having a little fun with each other. As this one was fouled off by Sanchez. The two collided with each other. Sanchez knocked Cibrian in the coconut with the barrel of the bat. 0-1. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Costello now 0-2 on top of Wilbur Sanchez. Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. 0-2 count with one down in the inning. Costello sets 0-2. Swing and a miss. Sanchez goes down on strikes in three pitches. It's all it takes. Two outs are now had. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle due up. He's 0-3. Sprinkle's 0-3. A pair of strikeouts and a flyout in today's game. Bat has gone a little cold for Jordan Sprinkle at the plate. As he'll set things up against Costello. First pitch on the way. This one is lifted high and deep right center field. Backtracking Jay Savina on the run will make the grab for the out. That'll be the third out of the inning as Avina will make the grab out in center. Lara was also there, but Avina makes the grab, and that is the third out of the inning. So just like that, three outs away are the Kannapolis Cannonballers from their second loss in a row. We'll see how things shape up in the ninth when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
To the ninth inning we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the ninth, Billy Seidel back on the bump for Kannapolis in a game that Carolina has been on top, and they have not surrendered the lead at all since the first inning. 5-0 your score. 11 hits total, 7 for Carolina, 4 for Kannapolis, as it'll be Avina, Adams, and Chirinos to face off against Seidel. First pitch is inside from the righty. 1-0 your count on Jace Avina. 0-3 today, but he's made two nice grabs out in the gap in right center. Have saved a couple of extra base hits for the Carolina Mudcats. Seidel with a 1-0 count, pitch delivered. This one is sharply grounded past the diving arm of Willits into left for a base hit. Jace Avina now 1-for-4. He's got a base hit in the ninth inning. Leadoff single, that is now nobody out, and Luke Adams due up. Avina 1-for-4, and now Luke Adams due up. Has reached twice today. On a walk and an error, a strikeout in the fifth against Burns, and then a ground out in the seventh against Adler. Pitch delivered in there for a strike, 0-1. Looks like there is an arm warming down the line for Carolina in the bullpen. Seidel sets glove to the belly, 0-1 count. Avina with a good lead. Here's the pitch. Adams will hack this one into right field. After it is Cabrera Weaver. He's not going to get there. That'll land in the warning track and roll to the wall. And if her third is Avina, he's going to round third and head home. Throw comes in from the outfield. Throw comes in from Sanchez. Gets by the catcher Clonch. Avina's going to slide in safely. To third goes Adams. It'll be a double, and advancing on the throw will be Luke Adams. So Avina scores. Again, a double for Adams. He advances to third on the throw. 6-0 now Mudcats in the ninth inning. With nobody out, Jesus Chirinos due up. They are going to give him a triple for Luke Adams. So they will give him a triple on the play. Probably should have been a double advancing on the throw. Nonetheless, won't argue with the score. Can't do that. Pitch is inside. I want to know your count on Chirinos. Actually, a bit of a fun little fact for you. In case you're not kept up to speed completely on the baseball world, actually, that's something you can't do. You cannot argue with the official score. 1-0 is outside. 2-0 your count. It's actually against the rules for management and coaching staff to try to persuade the official score one way or the other. Can't do that. 2-0 count. Chirinos at the plate against Billy Seidel. Seidel threw an inning as a strikeout, but he does allow that RBI triple from Luke Adams. Infield playing in with a runner on third and nobody out. Here's the pitch from the righty. This one's a swinging bunt back up towards the mound. Clonch will make the play. Fires to first for the out. Nobody's covering home as the throw goes back to Seidel, but Adams will advance and score on the play. So it'll be a sacrifice ground out for Chirinos. A 2-3 put out for the first out, and then Adams will score. Despite the effort from Baldwin throwing to Seidel, that is another run across. 7-0 Carolina. With one down, Yadier Arenado steps in with nobody on. So now the good times keep on rolling for Carolina this week. They've outscored Kannapolis now 21-2. As Arenado grounds the first pitch, he seeds towards short. Sprinkle to his left, makes the play to first. He goes for the out. 6-3 ground out for Yadier Arenado. Two down in the top of the ninth. Due up is Hedbert Perez. Carolina out scoring Kannapolis 21-2. They're also out hitting them at the moment this week. They've got 29 hits compared to Kannapolis' 9. And put up 20 in last night's game. And 9 today. First pitch to Perez from Seidel is low and inside. 1-0 your count. Seidel's ERA climbs to now a 4.15. Entering today was in the mid threes. Now it's in the low fours. Seidel sets working quickly. 1-0 is upstairs to Perez. 2-0. Edbert Perez, left fielder, still below the Mendoza line at 149. Ballers have some work to do in this bottom of the ninth inning. 2-0 count, Seidel's pitch. This one's put into play. Perez towers this one into right. Backtracking is Cabrera Weaver. He looks up, warning track wall. It's off the base of the wall. Center fielder Burke there to recover. It'll be a stand-up double for Edbert Perez. He got all of that ball, but it somehow stayed in the yard. It'll be a stand-up double for Edbert Perez. He's got himself a multi-hit game. So now one on and two down for Jesus Parra. So that's now a trio of multi-hit games. Chirinos, Arenamo, and Edbert Perez. As the Carolina Mudcats are now in double digits in the hit total for the second time this week. And now Blake Hickman's going to come have a chat with Billy Seidel. As again, he just needs the one out. Jesus Parra due up, but Hickman's going to come chat with Seidel. Another edit from the official scorer in Mojo Larson. We're changing the Adams triple back to a double and advancing on the throw. So we took a peek at it and said, yep, that's how it should be. That's another mound visit for Kannapolis. There is an arm tossing around in the bullpen for the ballers. Not quite sure who that is. Down the line. As Seidel's first pitch to Parra is off the plate. 1-0 your count. Pitch to the plate, swing and a miss for Parra. 1-0 now, 1-1 your count. There is an arm warming down the line for Kannapolis, but I can't make out who it is. Looks like actually it might be a potential position player pitching in Jeanneker Betancourt. Jeanneker Betancourt getting loose down the line. 1-1 count on Parra. Top of the ninth, runner on second is Perez. Seidel one out away. Here's the pitch from the righty. Fastball is inside of the 1-1 now, 2-1. It does appear it is Jeanneker Betancourt. Tossing around in the bullpen. Seidel's 2-1. Swing and a miss. Parra now 2-2. Parra, two strikeouts of the day, hit by a pitch last time up. He grounded into a fielder's choice as well in the third. 2-2 count, two down, top of the ninth. Seidel one strike away from sending it to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Sets, here's the pitch. This one's chopped foul by Jesus Parra, stays alive. Count remains 2-2, we'll do it again. Nine-hole man and Cibriana waiting on deck. This is the sixth batter of the inning for Seidel to deal with. He's already at just shy of 40 pitches. 2-2 count. Here's the offering. This one is grounded foul down the line. Count stays put at 2-2, and we'll do it again. Ballers trail by 7. They're out hit 10-4 in this one. It's been another offensive output for Carolina. 2-2, Seidel's pitch. This one's chopped foul again. That'll land in the bullpen, in the dugout, I should say, for Carolina. 2-2 remains your count. Seidel has seen his ERA climb, as mentioned. We'll see if he can get out of the inning unscathed after the two runs. 2-2 count. Perez at second. Pitch upstairs. Count will run full. A lot thickening here for Carolina. Certainly wouldn't mind seeing more offense. Perez is at second. with a long, hard hit double. Full count, two outs. Here's the pitch from Seidel. Chopped towards third, cleanly played by Willits. He'll field it, fire across the diamond in time for the out. It's a 5-3 ground out for the third out of the inning. And that will presumably conclude the day's work of offense for the Carolina Mudcats. Bottom nine headed your way. Ballers trail by seven here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Yerlin Rodriguez on to close things out for the Carolina Mudcats on the bump. 6'2", 172-pound, 21-year-old from San Jose de Oca, Dominican Republic. 4-3 with a 7.12 ERA in 2022. He has yet to appear in a Carolina League game this year. His first appearance is here in Kannapolis as this one's grounded towards first base. Cleanly played by the first baseman Chirinos. Out number one is had. That'll send things towards Tim Elko with one down in the bottom of the ninth inning. Elko will step in, nobody on, and one down. Elko today had a single in his last at-bat in the seventh inning as Baldwin grounds out on the 3-U. Pitch delivered in there for a strike, 0-1. Elko 1-4-3. Extending his hit streak, 0-1 from Rodriguez. Hacked in and fouled off, 0-2. 21-year-old Rodriguez. Last year in 2022 with Carolina, three games, no starts, out of the bullpen, had a rough go of it. Four innings, eight runs on six hits, an 18 ERA, but he's in his first appearance in this season, 0-2. Swing and a miss, Elko goes chasing at a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. First strikeout of the day for Yerlin Rodriguez, and just like that, Ballers down to their final out of this bottom of the ninth inning. Jacob Burke due up. Burke 1-for-3 today, extending his hit streak to now 5 in a row. Burke steps in, first pitch from Rodriguez, swing and a miss for strike 1, 0-1 your count. 0-1 your count, Rodriguez with an 0-1 count. Looking to make quick work of this baller's knee to the order. 0-1 on the way. Breaking ball placed in perfectly for strike two. Now Kannapolis and Jacob Burke down to their final strike. 0-2 count. Setting on the bump is Rodriguez. 0-2. This one's lined sharply into right center field. Avina after it on the run, but Lara is in from center, and he makes the grab on a jog. Four out at number three. Fly out into center for the third out of the inning, and that does complete it here in Kannapolis. 7-0, the Mudcats shut out the Ballers. Four hits is all the Ballers can muster. Seven runs on 10 hits is what Carolina is able to pick up in this ball game. 7-0, Mudcats take this one. Quick game, aim a break. We'll be right back. Postgame show after a short message on the Ballers at Baseball Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth, high atop Atrium Health Ballpark, where the Kannapolis Cannonballers drop game two of their seven-game set with the Carolina Mudcats in this one. 7-0, your final score. Kannapolis comes out on the losing end as Will Rudy gets the win 2-0 for the Mudcats, as now Shane Murphy picks up his second loss. He is 1-2 on the season. The Mudcats jump out to an early lead. Kannapolis unable to get any runs across the board in this one, as it is 7-0, 10-4. Out hit are the Ballers. there's two errors on the board as well for Kannapolis in what just kind of was never a good game. The Ballers just never really got any offense going, and the pitching just fell behind early, and it dug too deep of a hole for the Ballers in this game. As for both sides, a couple notable performances. Again, just four hits on the day for Kannapolis. One hit days for Elko, Burke, Clunch, and Laureano. Of course, no RBI. A pair of walks from Troy Clunch, who was able to get on base with consistency. However, it just never seemed to get any runs across for Kannapolis in this one. Jacob Burke put together a nice effort on the base paths, but just nothing in the way of offense for Kannapolis in this one against a tough Carolina Mudcats pitching staff. Murphy gets the loss. Three innings, five hits, five runs, two earned, two walks, and three punchouts. Burns out of the bullpen goes three innings, two hits, no runs, three walks, and two punchouts. He comes in and eats some innings down from Winston-Salem. Eric Adler, a clean inning with a strikeout, and then Billy Seidel runs into a little more trouble late in this one. Two innings, three hits, two runs, a walk, and a one strikeout. Other side, Carolina Mudcats, they had a little bit of a nice day again. 10 hits, seven total runs on the day. One hit days for Lara Gilarte and Avina, as well as Luke Adams with a triple and two RBIs to his name. Big day, though, is Jesus Chirinos, 2-for-4 with a four RBI day. On the day for Jesus Chirinos, 2-for-5 is Yadier Arenado with a run batted in, and then a multi-hit game as well for Hedbert Perez, 2-for-5 on the day. The Mudcats get seven RBIs, seven runs scored. They have a productive day at the plate. As for the bump, good work from Will Rudy, the righty. Five innings, three hits, no runs, a walk, and four strikeouts. Chase Costello hits a hold. Three innings, a hit, a walk, and three strikeouts, and then Rodriguez comes in with a clean ninth inning of work with an inning and a strikeout. We'll do it all again twice tomorrow. Two games. Yes, a doubleheader on the tap for tomorrow. 5:30 is the first pitch in the two games tomorrow. Seven innings for both games. So 14 innings scheduled of baseball. Maybe we'll get more. Who knows? You never know. We'll find out tomorrow here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A doubleheader on Thursday. Oh, my. What a fun day it's going to be tomorrow in Kannapolis. 5:30 first pitch. Game one. Connor McCullough goes up against Aiden Maldonado. And then Mason Adams gets the start against the lefty in Nate Peterson for the Carolina Mudcats. That'll do it for today. 7-0 Carolina takes this one. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. If you weren't here at the ballpark, you were online on the audio streams on kcballers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. And of course, our good friends at Bally Live and MILB.tv. Dan Helody up here bringing you all the action as I always do. Blessed to do it. And I leave you as I always do up here. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers can't get any runs on the board today. They fall 7-0 to the Carolina Mudcats. We'll do it all again tomorrow, 5:30 first pitch. Be sure to come on out and grab your tickets for what's set to be a fun night of action at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll catch you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, and have a great one, everyone.